Here's the latest from Canadian lawyer, Law Times and Lexpert on November 3rd, 2023. I'm Steve Randall. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has nominated Chief Justice of Alberta's Court of King's Bench, Mary Morrow, as the next Supreme Court of Canada Justice. Paul Payton is the former Dean of the University of Alberta's Faculty of Law. He says that Justice Morrow has the advantage of extensive experience in the type of matters frequently before the Supreme Court. Payton is now Dean of Law at Chapman University in California.
One of the things that's really interesting with respect to her appointment is that she has significant experience on the trial bench. And while case considerations at the Supreme Court of Canada are of necessity very refined on points of law, there's a particular appreciation that a judge who has trial bench experience will bring to any analysis. I think it's also important that when you look back not only at her work as a trial judge, but her previous work in practice before being appointed to the bench, that her work in criminal and constitutional law and on language rights in particular will be of special importance given the focus of the majority of cases at the Supreme Court.
Fast and efficient are the best ways to describe the Law Society of Ontario's October convocation after the meeting wrapped up in less than an hour. Among the most anticipated items on the agenda was the news that affects every member, the membership fees for next year. The lawyer annual fees for 2024 will decrease by $25 to $1,956, and paralegal fees will decrease by $45 to $990. Licensing candidate fees remain at the same level as last year. Despite a reduction in the overall membership fee, the portion of the fee that's directed into the compensation fund is going up by $15 for lawyers, while paralegals will have this portion of their fee reduced to $9 from $10. The increase for lawyers is outside of the control of the society and rests entirely on the shoulders of members of the profession. Canadian lawyer spoke with Martin Denys, recently elected firm managing partner of Fasken. He takes the helm at Canada's largest law firm in January.
We may be the biggest in the country, but we still have a brand as a firm that's very adaptable with people who are out there looking for changes. And my priority is to keep us there, right? Because change is core to our business plan, right? We need to be out there identifying where the big opportunities are for clients and helping them achieve them. And that's where change happens. One of the big opportunities now, it's the challenge of the opportunity of artificial intelligence. It's the challenge and the opportunity that comes with energy grids that need to triple or quadruple over the next 20 years. The infrastructure that goes along with that, those are big challenges and opportunities. And that's where we want to be. And I think that's where you'll see us.
He also offered advice to young lawyers who aspire to taking on a leadership role.
Be there for people when nobody's looking and it doesn't matter. And then for sure be there when the chips are down and it does matter. And earn the trust of your colleagues, get some great experiences and take a few chances. And whatever you do, don't sit in your basement and wait for the world to come to you. Right? This is critical. You want a leadership role, then take those small opportunities and lean into them.
Fasken is the event partner for the Lexpert Rising Stars event, celebrating lawyers 40 and under, which will take place in Toronto on November 23rd. Visit risingstarscanada.com for more information. The government of British Columbia can continue its quest to recover opioid-related healthcare costs and damages from a US-based consultant. The Supreme Court of British Columbia dismissed an application by McKinsey & Company Inc., United States, and McKinsey & Company Canada to strike, initiating pleadings in a class action launched by the province. In the process, the court rejected every argument the company made that there is no meaningful connection between itself and the opioid crisis in Canada. Originally, BC initiated proceedings against companies which manufactured, marketed, distributed, or sold opioid drugs and products. Certification of that action is expected to happen before the end of the year. Then the province decided to seek damages from McKinsey as well. BC claims that by providing consulting services, where it integrated itself into a drug manufacturing client's business, McKinsey was involved in the design, strategy, and execution of marketing efforts to promote and sell addictive and harmful opioid products in Canada, and named the US-based consultant in the amended notice of civil claim. After graduating from law school in 1996, Suzanne Dandeneau took 9 years off before starting her legal career to focus on her other passion, competing for Canada as a weightlifter. She competed in major sporting events as a Canadian national team member from 1998 to 2005 and was inducted into the Manitoba Sports Hall of Fame in 2019. In 2018, she jumped at the opportunity to join Winnipeg-based Arctic Cooperatives Limited to lead the legal department, initially as senior legal counsel. 2 years later, she was promoted to general counsel. This year, Dandeneau and her team have been focusing on real estate matters for their member businesses, as well as operating as a buyer and coordinating transport to bring food to the far north. They're also keeping a close eye on new legislations surrounding anti-slavery in the supply chain.
We are in the midst of kind of a full-scale updating of governance with many of our co-ops so that their bylaws are being updated. It's has been a very long time in the making, and it looks like our Nunavut co-ops will finally all have some updated bylaws, which, you know, I haven't been there that long, but this project started before I did. So while I can't take credit for it, I can take credit for at least getting it across the finish line. So I think that will be a huge benefit to my clients, which are the Inuit and the community members in the far north. So I think that will be a great accomplishment.
You'll find the links to these stories in the show notes. And to get the latest CL Talk episodes automatically in your favorite podcast app, just click follow or subscribe.